you're on the commute. You might still be thinking about getting up. No matter what you're doing or wherever you are sharing the start of your day
with Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Now that'll make you feel good.
Just like for the first time ever, you can save $800 on an AEG washing machine only at Domain Home Appliances West Gosford.
All right, here they are.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
G'day, Coasties.
All right, good morning, everyone. How are we, team?
Morning.
How are we? I'm going to call this maybe a bit premature, but I think this is the best show so far.
Okay, so we normally have a bit of a flat show on a Tuesday. Tuesdays are our nemesis.
Not this Tuesday.
This Tuesday we're going to get fist bump me, buddy.
Hey, if the last 30 seconds are anything to go by... It's going to go off, unless it's downhill from this point.
Oh, God.
Which is always possible.
It is pretty exciting because later on in the show, we're interviewing these guys. The best
part of me is...
Oh, yeah. You like Busby?
I do like Busby Maru. It's a really coastal, chill sound.
I like Busby. I hate Maru. He's an idiot. But Busby, what a top talent. He's like, the other guy's the art... Garfunkel of the Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know that. I don't know that for sure. But
you're making it up.
Busby Maru, they are coming to the Long Jetty Hotel. More details on that and maybe some tickets to give away later on in the show. And talking about later on, yes?
Yeah, later on we're playing Carpool Casino.
Mm.
Now, this is one of my games and it hasn't gone so great in the last little while, so I'm going to ask
let's
now
rephrase
for support.
That. It's not that it hasn't gone so great. It's gone horribly wrong. There's a difference.
Okay, but you know, if you're in a carpool, if you have more than one person in the car and you're driving right now, you need to get ready, get organised and psych yourself up for Carpool Casino.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I want to be positive and everything. But maybe as a suggestion, right, maybe this segment would be better if you say, give us a call if you've driven your car in a pool. If you're in a pool right now in your car, call us if you still got reception.
Anyway,
maybe call
that's
the
coming up.
Oh, we've
look,
got no calls.
Akmal and I have had a chat and if this doesn't go well...
Ow!
No, you're not getting rid of my game.
Yes. If things don't go well, we're going to get rid of it.
There's
all
a message in that segment that you've done, and the message is kids don't smoke marijuana.
Oh, stop it!
Because it makes
nothing
you.
Nothing to do with that.
Well, so you say.
Being creative.
So
best
you
show
say.
Ever, guys. Best show ever.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
I don't know why, but on my way to work, I see stuff.
Really? Well, that's good. You've been to OPSM.
Mm, yeah, Specsavers.
Specsavers.
Yeah. So I saw...
This changes the, you know, the time you used to come and not see much. That cost you quite a bit in repairs and stuff.
This morning, I saw an old lady by a bus stop at 4:30 a.m., right? So it's dark. Mm. It's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody around. It doesn't seem very safe. And there's this really, 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 really old lady. Like, she'd be in her 70s. And my mum's in her 70s. And I was imagining my mum at a bus stop at 4:30 in the morning. And I got a bit upset and I thought, shall I stop and pick her up? So I went to pull over and then I thought, no, that's creepy. What if this, like, I'm a stranger to her.
Yeah, what if she's armed? You don't know. 4 o'clock.
Nanas I mean, with guns.
Well, you know, there's old ladies that rob banks. You've seen these films.
There are not.
No, they are. There are. Of course there are. You know, the grannies.
My mum would have trouble holding a gun and lifting it off the table.
Remember the granny gangs?
They
terrorised the city.
Yeah, well.
And drove all the bikers out of town? Or did I dream that?
I think you dreamt
Maybe
that.
Maybe I dreamt it.
I think that's a movie.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to know, is it creepy if I stop and say to the old lady, do you want a lift?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's creepy if I did it. Because that's the hypocritical
world
that we live in right now.
It is.
Mm.
So if you stopped, she'd probably think, oh, get away from me, crazy man.
Crazy brown man.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Driving a black car.
Okay.
And opening the door and saying, come in, granny. come into my car. I'll take you home.
And then if I stop and say, do you
need
lift?
A bed for the night?
Oh, stop it.
No, but that would be creepy,
but
right?
But I've done this before. I've picked up old ladies before.
Well, I didn't want to be picked up.
Once it was raining and this lady was just struggling along in the rain and it was really chucking it down, like it was really pouring.
Yeah.
So I pulled over and I said, oh, get in quick, come on, where are you going? And she goes, oh, I'm just going to the pub. So I dropped her at the pub.
And it ended up being Ivan Milat in disguise.
She just pulled off her face.
This is on the Central Coast Highway, yeah?
Yeah, this was on the Central Coast Highway this morning.
I wonder if you saw Old Ethel.
Who's Old Ethel?
You know, the one that...
Haven't you heard
ghost.
The story of the ghost, Old Ethel?
We talked about this.
Now you guys are... No, this is that. You're...
I've only been on the coast for a couple of months.
We talked about this.
No, that's Jenny Dixon. That's a whole different
No, there's old Ethel on the Central Coast Highway. She's constantly, she's always waiting for a bus.
That's rubbish.
You've seen old Ethel.
Get out.
You've seen
stuff up.
You've seen old Ethel. And Ethel has seen you. Now she's going to look under your bed tonight.
Oh, stop it. I live alone.
Not anymore, you don't.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Right.
Mandy and Akmal's Carpool Casino.
All right.
So guess what? There was a carpool that called. It was Peter and Alan and Steve who were on the M1, and they're probably listening right now, but they dropped out, and now we don't have anyone to play Carpool Casino.
Ow!
I'm not happy about this.
It's gone.
Are you chopping my game?
Phew, now we can get on with the show.
Now not we can... happy.
She's taking a bat and ball and going home.
Bring back that bat and ball.
Now, Mandy, come on, back in the studio. Don't leave. You've got some good games. Just this one isn't good.
There's no such thing as a bad idea.
What is it about the carpool thing that fascinated you?
It's like talking to a whole bunch of people in a car.
Is this something from your childhood? Or?
Yeah, road trip. It's like a road trip every day.
Road trip every day in
a studio.
Like
you're going to work with a whole bunch of people in the car. It's like those fun road trips.
Are you seeing someone about upping your medication? No, I'm worried.
I think that's pot calling kettle.
I beg your pardon? No.
All right, no more couple. So I'm going to take my dice home, my Yahtzee dice that I brought in.
No, you don't need those anymore.
Keep it. I think we should... If we're going to commit to something like this, we should do it seriously. I think tomorrow, let's do 3.5 hours of Carpool Casino and just be relentless till people get the hang of this because they don't know how good this game is.
I just want to say, Peter and Alan and Steve from Budgie Boy on the M1.
Peter Allen.
Very disappointed. I still like you, but I'm very disappointed.
Peter Allen?
Oh, stop it. You two. Oh, my God.
They did drop out, but maybe in the excitement, because they are driving. You know, I'm just saying, maybe they, maybe drove into the river, and now that's a carpool.
I'm sure they're fine. Look, it's done. Carpool Casino is no more.
Give us a call. Tell us that you're okay.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Can I take you around the world for a second? Yeah. Let's go to Ghana.
Okay.
Do you know where Ghana is?
You got to chip in for petrol. I know where Ghana is.
You know where Ghana is?
Where's Ghana?
It was in Africa. I actually don't know where exactly in Africa. Come on, we don't do some research.
Ghana is a sort of...
Is it northern, northwestern?
It's kind of central. It's just under Mali, if you know Mali.
Mali, wow.
Mali's kind of northwest.
Okay.
And sort of south to that is... Welcome to Geography with Akmal Sali.
Well, if anyone's going to know Africa,
spot
it's you.
Ghana.
So
yes.
There's a guy in Ghana.
What does that mean? I'm from Africa.
Well, you are. Egypt's yes. Africa.
Yes, it is. North Africa.
I wasn't being racial.
I know. I was actually saying
that's where your home is in Africa.
Just because I come in with a spear every morning doesn't mean... No, but Prince Philip was talking to some Africans... You know Prince Philip.
He's quite right. Well, I think he's very old school. Doesn't understand that he's racist.
He's a horrible reptile. But he said to this one guy, "So, are you still using spears?" To this African guy, and he was very polite. "No, sir, we don't. No, Your Highness. I wish I was there. I wish he told me that. Are you still using spears?" And no. "Are you still inbreeding?" That's what I would have said. I would have got in trouble.
Ghana is three countries to the left of Nigeria.
That's
next
right.
to Benin and Togo.
West, north, sort of northwest-ish, yes.
I just love that. We're three countries left. Turn left at Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, mate. Get to Mali. Ask someone. Do you speak...
Well, it's funny you should say that because this guy from Ghana, his name's Justice Osei, and he can impersonate animals. He can impersonate over 50 different animals. And he wants to break a world record for being able to impersonate the most amount of animals.
Well, that's a great skill if you're African because, that guarantees you a bank loan. And
Also, he might go viral on the internet and then become a huge sensation. But listen to this.
Yes.
Now, some of the animals, monkeys, mosquitoes, lizards, see if you can pick any from this. Oh, that's obviously a chicken. Not sure. I think that's a chipmunk.
It's a cartoon monkey.
Oh, that's a dog. Oh, turkey. Monkey, I think. That's a monkey. That's a mosquito. Chicken.
Yes.
Lizard. Peacock.
Nah.
Is that bat?
Goat.
Oh, that's a tortoise.
Yes, okay. I get the picture. I get the idea.
It's pretty clever, though.
Oh, it's clever, but I think people have just switched off halfway through now.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see what else is on, which is fair enough.
Well, can you do a bloody animal impersonation?
Yeah, I can. I could do Russell Crowe.
G'day, mate. What are you looking at, mate? Hey. You got your head kicked in? I'm Russell Crowe.
What kind of animal I was thinking of?
I'm Russell Crowe. What are you looking at?
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
This weekend on Saturday, we are going to be at Harmony Day.
Yes.
It's a great day. Make sure you get along. There's going to be some good food. It's called Flavours by the Sea. It's this Saturday, 3:30 to 8:30, Memorial Park, the entrance. The Cat Empire, Harry James Angus from the Cat Empire is going to be there, plus King Tide.
Yeah, I've changed my mind. Yesterday I wanted to have Sri Lankan food. I think I want Goslamay now.
Oh, yeah. You're more of a Goslamay girl.
I think I am. Well, I'll try it all. I think I need to line it all up and try it all.
Apparently there's going to be a Mexican stand there. I like Mexican.
Oh, paella too is good.
Lots of different food.
Anyway, we'll see you there on Saturday.
Come hungry. Don't eat before you come to Harmony Day.
Yes.
Otherwise there'll be disharmony in the loo.
Oh, stop it. We're not
talking about it. Sorry about that.
Hey, there's something really crazy happening that I didn't know about until yesterday.
Is this show?
Well, this is a crazy thing that happens every day for me.
Every day. It's
every
like
single day.
Groundhog Day.
It is.
You look at my head every day. I see more of you than I see anyone else in my life.
I know. It's I see freaky. More of you than anyone else in my life.
Well, we should ask for a pay rise.
Why? For putting up with each other?
No, just generally, because money's good. We need more money to buy things.
Well, you're going to get some money. I tell you what, this is amazing. I didn't know this was happening, and they kept it very, very quiet. If you own a car and you paid for a green slip last year, you are eligible for a small refund. So the government, the New South Wales government, has reduced the cost of the CTP green slips.
Mm.
And so we're all owed a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And so you can jump online and register to get a small refund. I only found out about this on Facebook because somebody put it up there.
And what was that, like a clerical error? Was it, oh no, we've taken too much?
I think they're just reducing the cost of it.
You forgot your change. Well, why didn't they reduce the cost before I lined up at the NRMA?
I know.
For 2 hours.
And the thing
is, then I was in the wrong lane.
I've been trying
to get another ticket and wait.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, no, you're in the long lane. You got the
you got the ticket for the things. Oh,
God, wait another hour.
Oh, God, it's painful.
Oh, hate
but
it.
You know what?
And then the third time, I had to, because I missed my number. I had to go out. And look at Rebel Sport thing. I wanted some gloves. I thought, I've got another hour. Came back, missed it again.
Oh, Akmal.
That's a day of my life that's gone.
It's because you're not patient enough to stay and wait. You've gone out the door to do something else.
Wow, it's just unlucky. You know, when at the end of my life, I'm going to look back on that day and go, if I could have that day now.
If I could turn back time.
Fucking turn back time.
You can actually go to the website and do it there.
Yeah, but
you don't have to
don't
do it in person.
Because I've been trying for the last couple of days. It's pooing itself. The website has actually
pooed itself. I don't know what kind of computer you have.
What I mean is the computer.
The computer's done it again. My computer is not toilet trained.
But the website's not working because so many people have cottoned on to the refund that they're all trying at once and now it's crashed. So
okay. All right,
so
well,
anyway, bookmark it. Make sure you do it over the weekend or something or pick a time that's not busy.
It's free.
Get yourself a refund.
Good advice. Good advice.
You just see Brock, the IT guy here at work. My computer's not working. Ah, oh, it pooed itself.
Oh,
don't worry, love. We'll fix that up.
Someone clean this up. I need to upgrade my computer. I need more memory.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
I had an incident on the weekend. I was going to... Have you ever been to these bushwalks where there's a sky walk?
Yes, I did
really
one down
high.
South. There's one near Bowral down
it's
that
fantastic,
way.
Fantastic, right? Because it's so high and the trees are amazing. They're really tall. But, you know, I get bored very easily. I've got attention deficit thing.
But this was in Taz, right, on the weekend when you went
Tasmania,
to Tasmania.
Yeah, and the trees are incredible, really tall. Mm. But, you know, once you've seen one, they're kind of pretty much the same. Yeah, yep, seen the tree, but it's like a 2 hour walk, and it's pretty majestic actually. And it cost $30 each ticket, but it's worth it.
Yep.
But this is what happened, right? This woman saw me, and she thought I was someone else. I would have thought with a head like this, it would be unmistakable.
Mm.
How many people look like this? Apparently, a lot. this woman started a conversation with me. She said, hey, how you going? I assumed, being an egotistical idiot, I thought, oh, yeah, she's seen me on the telly. No. She goes, oh, man, you used to make coffee for me in WA. And, man, you made the best coffee. And then she just started rambling about, oh, you know, Jess has moved now. She's moved overseas. She married this Italian guy. And I'm going, really? Oh. Wow. And she said, oh, and what, are you still there in the cafe? I said, no, I've moved on. And she said, what do you do now? And I couldn't think of anything. I said, I got a tea shop. I make tea for people. She goes, oh, you make tea? And I said, oh, yeah, so you've changed completely. I said, yeah, changed directions. Anyway, Kate, my wife, wasn't around then. You know, I was just talking because I said I'll go and buy the tickets. Anyway, she shows up and the woman says, I hope he makes you good coffee like he used to make me.
Oh, no.
And Kate's going, what do you mean? What do you mean you make her coffee? She's mental. Forget about it.
Oh, you can't say that.
You know, she's, you know, well, you know, in a nice way.
Mm.
But it was really weird how people, I never deny it. That's my joke.
I know.
That's my private joke. Whenever they think, people say, where do I know you from? My response is, well, I think you owe me money. And that's when they walk away straight away. It's like, you know, another one is, I think I told you this.
When
this
yeah, goes, yeah.
Hey, where do I know you from? I said, well, you have to tell me. She said, are you in my salsa class? Yes. Oh, I haven't been going. I said, I know. Where have you been? You're a very good dancer.
So hang on, wait, what happened? Your wife, Kate, has walked up and this woman's been like, I hope he makes coffee like he used to make for me. That kind of implies that maybe you used to date this woman.
Yeah, did Kate think you dated her?
She thinks I'm dating everybody. You know, like, I don't know. Yes, it caused a bit of a...
Did it?
An argument, but we got through it. Our marriage.
Did you go on and do the skywalk together in harmony?
Yes, we did.
So that's a great ending to the story.
Except she was slow and I had to move on.
She walked too slow.
She's very slow, yes. Mm. Very, very slow. She's a turtle and I'm a rabbit.
Anyway, can you make a coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, can we play a song so he can go and make me a coffee?
Mandy and Aknar for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Guys, it's time to do some art talk. Artscape, guys, Artscape. Here we are talking with Mandy and Akmal about art.
Chopin. Finally on 2GO.
Is it Chopin?
Yeah.
Is it? Or
it
Beethoven?
Is.
Oh, it's Chopin.
It's Chopin.
Look, you picked it. You picked the classical music.
Paul Kelly.
Hey, that could be a new competition. Pick the classical music.
And the best of the 80s. That's 1880s.
1890s. And, yeah. Okay. Well, let's
coming up in 2 hits time, Beethoven.
Beethoven is an up and coming.
Stick around for that 75-minute classic.
Yeah, won a few arias. Could do with some lyrics.
Hey, we're meant to be talking about art. Let's talk about art.
You don't consider Beethoven art?
Oh, no, Beethoven's definitely art. Mm. I want to talk about Blue Ivy, though. Now, Blue Ivy, of course, the 6-year-old daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z. The three of them attended a art gala in Los Angeles on Saturday night. An art gala, guys, where little 6-year-old Blue Ivy was given permission by her parents to bid on artwork.
And her name is?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Does she have a brother called Poison?
No, she does not have a brother called Poison. They do have another child. I can't remember the name of the other child. No, it's North. North is Kanye's. Anyway.
I get confused. Tell me.
Stop confusing me. Anyway, they're at this gala event and little Blue Ivy, 6 years old. Let's all just remember she's six, right?
Yes.
She bid $17,000 on a painting. And then somebody beat her, and she went up to $19,000.
Yeah.
She didn't win it. Somebody else outbid her, and she stopped bidding. Then she went on to bid $10,000 on another painting.
Yeah, it's her pocket money. She can do whatever she wants with it. You know?
Pocket money.
Yes. Yes. You know, when you're that rich and a child, you can just order stuff. Like, her Barbie, you should see her, the Barbie accessories are actual size. The caravan.
Her Barbie
and
convertible.
Ken, although they're actually, they have to, you know, they're real.
Yeah,
and it's incredible to have that much money, you know. I should just, you know, maybe befriend her and
you
just
should be
scam.
Her pet. You should be her pet, and she'd look after you really well.
Her pet.
Hmm. Anyway, sorry.
I'll go and I'll do a poo behind her fridge and run off.
Didn't mean it like that.
Oh, it is some serious pocket money they have.
Serious pocket money. She's probably tipping her kindy teacher.
Beyonce has another daughter called Rumi.
Oh, Rumi.
I don't know about. I don't know. They have a son called Sir Carter. I don't think that's right.
Sir Carter. Has she named her kid Cicada?
I don't think so. I think Google's lying.
Yeah. Cicada.
Google does not lie.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Remember, you can call the show anytime. If you see anything on the roads, just have a chat. 4324 4444.
On the weekend, Matt and I did a little bit of reminiscing.
Aww.
We'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the fog.
Tell me more.
Well, we sat on the back deck. It was a beautiful afternoon on Saturday, mm-hmm. and had a few beers and got talking about the old compilation albums from the 70s and the 80s.
Yes.
And then because we don't really have a record player and it's a bit hard to play these albums, we don't have them anymore, or not many of them.
They melted. They used to melt.
Well, they
you left
melt.
Them in the car.
Yeah, they did.
They warped. You still played them, but they were... Yeah.
Well, what we decided to do instead was get modern about it, and we looked up the actual playlists of a couple of these albums and put them into our phones in the exact order that they came on the album.
Wow. I wish I lived with you guys.
So we did side one and side two.
It's so exciting.
Well, it was fun.
No, but you should have your own reality show.
It's pretty fun.
Because it's the kind of thing they do. No, I'm
we had a
I'm
few
just
beers.
Teasing. I'm teasing.
You're teasing. I know you're teasing. Yeah. But honestly, we were reminiscing about 1982 with a bullet and 1982 out of the blue.
So
and
where were you in 1982?
I was only 10 years old, but my mum and dad were great record buyers, and so I ended up having a lot of music around me. And one of the ones that we really loved, both Matt and I, was 1980 The Summer. Check out some of the songs on 1980 The Summer. Cliff Richard. My mum was in love with Cliff Richard, but this is a beautiful song. What a great song from Cliff
Richard. What a great song.
This disco classic was still around in 1980 and everyone loved it.
Diana Ross.
Yes. How about this one?
Oh, yeah.
Leo Sayer. Isn't he the best?
He's so good, they named the biscuit after him.
Of course, Kate Bush.
I like this song.
It's a great song.
Babushka.
Babushka.
Now, I'm a bit older than you, and I remember Scorcher.
Scorcher was
remember
a good one.
Because of and I don't remember just because of the girl's bottom. There was a girl's, like, her jeans were ripped, and they wrote, I mean, today it would be considered.
Well, Scorcher was the chest. She had the bikini on, but Ripper. Ripper was the one where she had her butt cheek showing because my dad liked the Ripper albums.
Oh, yeah.
From the 2GO Facebook page, you can actually comment there right now, at 2GOFM. Peter said Ripper 77, loved
it. Yes,
Peter.
Ripper 77, right?
All the boys loved it.
Had great, had like four AC/DC tracks.
Yes.
And AC/DC were a good role model for the kids.
They
it was
were.
Like lyrics like, if you got a lady and you want her gone, but you ain't got the guts, she keeps nagging at you night and day, enough to drive you nuts. Leave her alone, pick up the phone. He's basically advocating murder.
I know.
And people were dancing to that.
It was like a hitman.
But back in those days, it was acceptable.
Ripper 76 was the woman with the white shorts, brown skin, and she had the track listing written in white on her bum cheek. And I think the album covers were the nicest part about
Bring back the bum cheeks. Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe bring back the bum cheeks.
Why not? I like bum cheeks.
But also the album art is what we don't get anymore because we get these playlists and we don't have the album art.
That's
so
right, album art. Album art.
We miss
album art.
Also, Tim on the Facebook page as well, 1984 Out of the Blue or Celebrate 88. This is interesting. Yeah. All right, 4324 4444. Let's keep the conversation going.
The Angels?
See, what I loved about it too is you'd get a bit of rock and a bit of pop and a bit of disco.
All right, folks, this is Over the Top. Whatever that meant.
Yeah, that was a great song from the Angels. Yes.
And there was a few, what about...
You'd get a bit of rock and you'd get a bit of disco. Like, I loved that whole thing.
A bit of everything. Like a licorice all sorts kind of bag of music.
All right, give us a call if you remember any of these amazing compilation albums from the 60s, 70s or 80s. Let's
you're
go 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
I am reminiscing.
Doing.
I am. It's good to do.
So 4324 4444, we were interested to hear what was your favourite compilation album.
Let's go to Gorican. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Which was the album that you remember?
Oh, I can. I was just saying earlier that I've got quite a lot of the old vinyl albums at home, and I remember one called Full Bore, which was actually a pig with headphones on.
Oh yeah,
the Full Bore one was
great.
I do
remember that. Yeah.
So what was on that? Was that a like an AC/DC?
I think there was a one of the songs I remember was Goosebumps by Christy Allen.
You give me goosebumps. Something. I remember that. I thought you sound like a hard man. I'm surprised that you would listen to something like that.
And I Like Pina Colada by Rupert Holmes.
Oh, such a good song.
You're such a softie. Mm. But I bet you got tats and you're a big bloke. And you're listening
I'm thin with grey hair.
Hey, so do you remember Explosive Hit 76?
Yes, I do.
That's got like a bunch of dynamite with headphones on.
Yeah.
And it's got amazing songs on it, like a Jailbreak, AC/DC. Followed by Cliff Richard, Devil Woman, which is hilarious.
He made it out with a bullet in his back.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
The album cover's almost as good as the music, isn't it, Steve?
He was down and she was up, had a bullet in his hand or something.
Oh, yeah, bullet in his back. Bullet in his back. Let's go to Brucey from San Remo now. Now, we're talking compilation albums. What's the one that you recall, Bruce?
That's the 75.
Which one?
Ripper 19.
Oh, I think we've lost Brucey, but I think he said Ripper. Ripper
from 1975. Pointer Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Clapton, I think, was on there.
I wonder what I love about it.
The girl who had all the tracks written on her butt cheek, I wonder if she still got that. Like, you know, just didn't wash it because it would have been,
you know, a moment in time for her.
Yeah, she could sell that ass cheek probably for money.
Look, we'd love to hear from you. Keep your thoughts coming on the Facebook page at 2GOFM about your old compilation album.
January, sick and tired, something. You make me sad with your eyes.
Oh, we should have a compilation spin the vinyl. That's what we should do.
We'll be doing this in a nursing home. Not far from now.
And I'll be an old granny, and I'll rip the ass out of one of my pairs of shorts, and I'll be running around with my old lady butt cheek hanging out.
Get the
There's a great visual.
Get the medication.
Mandy and Aknar for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
2GO presents Busby Maru. The Got Your Back regional tour is coming to Long Jetty Hotel, Central Coast, Friday, 25th of May. Get your tickets now, busbymaru.com. Now, Tom Busby and Jeremy Maru, they join us right now. Guys, how's it going?
Awesome. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're really, really good. Thanks for chatting to us. You've got the Got Your Back regional tour. Is this because you guys came from regional? Do you like doing the regional towns?
Oh, definitely. And particularly your way, it reminds us of a bit of home. There's a lot of mad people in the audience that don't hold back, and that's what we love most about it.
That's a crazy way. That's a nice way of saying that you've got crazy people in the audience.
Yeah. But it's a question that they can't really, they have no choice. You've cornered them. So do you like doing the regional? They're not going to say, nah, no. I'd rather do the big cities. I don't do that holes. They can't say that, even though they thought it.
But it sounds like you've been to the coast before. So, what do you like about the coast?
Honestly, I wasn't lying there when I talk about. Say, we play at Newcastle quite a bit, and I know that's it's close by. But the crowds are maybe we relate to them a bit more.
But you know, most people who say I wasn't lying then, usually they're lying. Generally speaking.
No, well, I'm usually lying about other things. Yes, what I'm saying.
Well, so you say. I don't know.
So you get to see all of the crazy regional stuff happening across the country.
We do. We've been put in a few weird situations. In fact, just yesterday, the crowd refused to let us sing any further until we did a shoey, and we were never going to do a shoey, and Jeremy doesn't own shoes anyway. So
where was this?
This was at CMC Rocks.
Yeah. And you know, some nights you just know you're not performing at the Opera House. You know.
No.
Pavarotti never offered a shoey.
No, he was not.
Hey, Fatso.
I'll tell you what, he would have knocked one down pretty quick.
Oh, sure, he would have, yeah. That's how he died.
So you refused to do a shoey, Thomas?
Well, I did, but the crowd, we did a thongy out of Jeremy's plugger.
A thongy? Right. Oh, you dribbled the beer through the plug hole.
It was absolutely disgusting.
That's gross.
I drank Jeremy's toe jam. Yeah.
Ew, you are close, you two.
That's how much we love our audience. We were just
luckily they had a hospital in that town. But can I say to you guys, do you know a band called Bliss and Esso?
Yes.
Now, could you, if you see them, could you apologise on my behalf? Because I was at the Arias 1 year, and we were, you know, I don't, you've been to the Arias, in fact, you've won an Aria, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're nominated. We've won an APRA award.
Oh, yeah, welcome to my world. I was nominated. I get nominated on a yearly basis.
Never just wins.
Never wins. No. And you know you haven't won when the usher takes you in and puts you right at the back of the room. And I actually was so naive, even the second time I was nominated, I thought, why are they sitting me on the back here? Because when I win, it's going to be such a long way to the stage. No, you're not going anywhere, champ. But what happened, I'll tell you this story, right? You know the Aria situation where they have this, everyone in this room, and it was really hot, and they were asking people, you know, off a list and saying, you know, whatever band, and they get them in, and they put them in the limo, and they drive them around the corner to the Arias, and we get out of the car. Now this, and I was really hot and bothered, and I just wanted to get into air conditioning, and this woman said, where's Bliss and Esso? And then she looked at me and said, are you Bliss and Esso? I said, yeah. And the next thing I know, I'm in Bliss and Esso's limo. And I go around the corner and I get out of the limo and all these people started taking photos of me. And then they went, huh, who's that? And that was, I'm sorry if they had, if you can apologize on my behalf.
But you guys could do this. You could easily do this. You could take a leaf out of Akmal's book and at the Arias because you're nominated, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get mistaken for big celebrities all the time. People think I'm anyone from Troy Cassidaly to Joel Edgerton.
You guys could totally pull this off.
We can do it.
Yeah.
You can indeed. Well, it's been so fantastic to chat to you guys. We cannot wait to see you at the Long Jetty Hotel. We're bringing our strange, crazy kind of Central Coast dance moves, so get ready.
We are.
Get ready for Central Coast Crazy at the Long Jetty Hotel on Friday the 25th of May.
Yeah, and congratulations on all the success you've had.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of buzz.
Let a buzz be about you.
No. Pardon the pun. Thank you.
No, that wasn't even meant that way. when we gave away tickets to your show, the switchboard lit up.
Yeah.
And we gave away about 300 tickets.
So get your shoes ready, get your thongs ready for a shoey
exactly.
Or a thongy, whatever you want to do.
Yes.
2GO presents Busby Roo, Got Your Back regional tour at Long Jetty Hotel, Central Coast, Friday 25th of May. Get your tickets now, busbymaroo.com. Tom and Jeremy, thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Now, are you a fan of the Stevanovic brothers?
I kind of am, actually.
You really like him. Well, yeah, they're quite charming. Charming.
They are charming. I think Carl Stefanovic is definitely one of those charming larrikin Aussie kind of characters. Mm. And Peter Stefanovic, his brother, is a little bit more serious journalism.
A bit more nerdy.
A bit nerdier, yeah.
A bit more predictable, yes. But they get so much publicity.
They do.
If only we... You know, we had a scandal. We need a scandal.
We need a scandal.
We need me to record, something to record me talking about you, and then, but no one will be interested.
You're referring to the recent scandal that has caught the Stefanovic brothers in an Uber, aren't you?
If you haven't caught up with this news, it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
This Uber driver noticed that Peter Stefanovic, the nerdier brother of the two Stefanovic brothers. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
And they were having a little bit of a bitch about Georgie Gardner.
Oh, this is so Carl's co-host, on the show.
So
on
this
the TV
guy
show.
Thought, you know, an opportunist is what he was, or a dickhead, I don't know which one, and he recorded... He recorded the conversation in order to make money. And he's already been paid $50,000 just to give us the gist of what was said.
It's a pretty awful thing to do, isn't it?
It is an awful thing
to
do.
But it was on speakerphone. So Peter was in the car, had Carl on speakerphone. Carl was bagging out Georgie Gardner, and this guy's recorded the whole thing. Now,
and
you can't do that. That's illegal, right? That's illegal to record someone.
You can't record someone without them knowing.
Yeah.
But this is how he got around it. He said, I won't give you the recording because it's illegal, but if you give me $50,000, I'll give you the gist of what's in it. Man, that's good money.
That's terrible.
I bet you a lot of Uber drivers are trying to pick up well-known celebrities with them recording.
Be careful.
Come on, say something scandalous. Because I've been busted twice that I can remember anyway.
Really?
You have to be careful these days. If you're talking or if you're doing something, you're more than likely being filmed or being recorded. And it's definitely for me because I was on a radio station, so I was probably being recorded. Hey,
yeah,
I was broadcasting from Brisbane, and my team was in Sydney.
Yeah,
and I forgot about how this whole radio thing works. And one of the bosses came in, and I mean, what you do is you just sit in a room by yourself and you're talking to the people online, but we haven't started yet, hadn't started the show, and they were there listening to everything I was saying. I didn't know they were there. And the boss comes in and asks me, how's it going? How's the show going? I said, yeah, it's pretty good. And they were trialing different people with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, this girl, I won't mention her name, but she's a really lovely person, but we weren't gelling.
Yep.
And I said, oh, yeah, the other girl's better than this one I'm working with today.
No, and she hurt you.
Yeah. I said, oh, she's just really clumsy and a bit awkward. And she doesn't really get my humor. And she's listening to all this, right?
No.
Now we're starting the show, and the producer comes on and goes, mate, we heard everything. And she was crying.
That's so bad. I feel awkward listening to that.
Yes. Well, how do you think I felt?
How did you get out of that? What happened? How did you resolve that?
I apologized to her, and her mum was really powerful in the industry. I lost my job. No, I didn't, but I nearly did. I don't know. She wasn't a vindictive girl at all. So we kind of talked it out.
And so the morals of this story for everybody, I think, is be careful around technology.
Be very careful what you do and say these days. You're more than likely. And then do we have time for another quick story, or should we just, leave it? Leave it. I have another story about my friend Anthony, who you met.
Oh yeah.
At our opening of the film, he's one of my best mates, but he was being a bit of an idiot, and he was being we just get annoyed with each other. We've been working with each other for years, and we were writing and we stopped to watch The Simpsons, and he flipped out and said, because my friend, me and Gary love The Simpsons.
So and stop working, watch The Simpsons.
And then we'll resume working.
Yes.
But then he lost the plot. He said, yeah, you guys are nerds. Why would you stop working, watch The Simpsons? And then he took off, right? Anyway, the next day he rings up. He says, I'm running late. And I was still a little bit upset about his disrespect for The Simpsons, which is like church for me, like God. Mm. And so anyway, he rings up because I'm going to be late. I'm getting a haircut. I thought he hung up. Right, but what happened was he didn't hang up, but it went to his everything that was said after that went straight to his message bank, and me and my friend Gary were going, God, he's such a dickhead. He doesn't even like The Simpsons. I don't think and he's driving this sports car. How pretentious! And we sang these things, and he came in that morning, and we worked all day. He didn't hear the message, and at the end he goes, got a message on my phone.
No.
And he's listening to it, and then he looks at me, looks at Gary, looks at me again, looks at Gary. He says, I better go home. And I just sensed, I just knew that he'd listened to everything. This went on. We talked about him for 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. And it's always worse when you hear it.
Well.
And, from when time has elapsed.
Well, if you've got a similar story about when technology has stuffed you up, you can call and share it and make Akmal feel a bit better.
I think it happens all the time.
It does with phones.
I bet you people send texts abusing someone to the person they're abusing.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4-4-4-4 when has technology stuffed you up?
Bernadette from Yamina, you've been on the other end of one of these. What happened?
I had a friend come and visit, and she was going through a hard time, and we had a long chat, and she left, and everything was fine. And the next thing, about 10 minutes after she left, I got a phone call from her, so I answered the phone, and she launched into this tirade of what a terrible person I was, but she didn't realise she was talking to me.
Yes.
And she just let out a whole heap of stuff before, I tried to stop her, but she just kept going. And I said to her, you're talking to me.
Are you still friends?
What did she say to that? Was she apologetic?
No, well, kind of. She tried to, give some sort of half-assed apology, but I said, look, thanks, but no thanks, no, I haven't spoken to her since.
Good.
There's no coming back from that.
No, there's no real coming back from that, Bernadette. You poor love. We're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and freckles. Hang on there. We'll get you. You get your details. Thanks for sharing your story. Let's go to Arimba. And we've got Tiana. Hi, Tiana.
Hi, guys. Hi, Tiana. Just wanted to say my old boss, whenever she used to come in and check on us at work.
Yeah.
And she'd always text the other boss and, like, bitch about us, like, oh, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And a few times she actually messaged me instead.
No. Yes.
About you?
Yeah, about me. Oh,
but did that give you something over your boss? Like, were you able to go to her and go, hey, what's this about?
Yeah, oh, no, she'd go, like, oh, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And I'd say, oh, actually, I was doing that. I just finished doing that.
Well done.
Sorry. And she'd say, oh, sorry, I'm texting while I'm driving. I said, well, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, it's wrong on so many levels, isn't it, Tiana?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor love. We're going to send you some nuts and some freckles as well.
I hope she has a crash.
Oh, don't say that. That's a bit harsh.
Like an emotional crash. That's even worse.
Tiana, I'm going to send you along to the movies as well. A Quiet Place, starring Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. It's in cinemas April 5th. You got tickets, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Mandy and Acmar for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
We are going to be doing Harmony Day. It's Flavours by the Sea, which is what's going on this Saturday, 3:30 to 8:30 at Memorial Park in the entrance. Come along. Lots of great food. There's a Flavour Alley there. Harry James Angus from the Cat Empire is going to be there. King Tide, great day. Come along.
What free a day music that's gonna and be. Food and stuff for the kids to do. It'll be great.
What more could you ask for? Maybe a new car.
Ask for that. Just come and enjoy Harmony Day. It's about diversity and it's about accepting everybody in our community. It's a great day.
Exactly. You can have a very good life without a new car.
You can.
These material things.
I'm glad you've come to that.
They tie us down
they
to this.
They do.
Yes.
Now, there's some big news this morning concerning this show.
Such an iconic opener to a show, isn't it? Yes. Everybody knows every beat to that.
Did you say idiotic?
No, not idiotic. Iconic.
Iconic, yes.
I know you boys don't like Sex in the City, but it was such an amazing thing for us chicks.
I can't judge it because I've never honestly watched an episode. I haven't watched it. I know it's popular.
It's very popular. Do you recall the red-headed chick called Miranda?
Well, I know the red-headed chick. She's probably the least annoying of all of them.
Oh, look, she was probably the most sensible character as well out of the four of them. She was the lawyer and she was quite straight-laced. Well, Cynthia Nixon, who plays Miranda in Sex and the City, has lived in New York all of her life.
Yes.
And she's a proud New Yorker and she's decided to run as governor for New York.
I think she'll win.
She's announced this today.
Well, you know, Donald Trump. He's a celebrity.
Well, this is it, right?
So anyone can do it now.
Anyone can do it now.
And what's her name?
Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City will become governor.
I reckon she will.
And it'll be great because she'll give all the homeless people in New York Gucci shoes.
handbags.
And handbags.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's actually running on a great platform. It's about equality and it's about healthcare and things like that. So she probably will get in. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But it made me think about Australia and how we should get on board this whole TV personality, celebrity kind of government stuff.
I think, yes. I think more people should be, you know, in positions of power.
I agree.
If Donald Trump can be the leader of the free world, then, you know, We can have
Larry Emder as, say, treasurer, you know, because he was doing the Prices Right for a while there.
Yeah,
he knows lots about money.
Carl Stefanovic can be like an ASIO guy because, you know, he's into... Yes. He knows what it's like to be recorded. Surveillance operation kind of thing.
We've got to put Scotty Cam in infrastructure, don't we?
Scotty Cam.
Like, we need someone who knows what they're doing. We need Scotty Cam in infrastructure.
Yeah.
He can build some stuff.
Let's see him cement, the south of Melbourne.
Just the whole south of Melbourne.
Just cement it. Or cement Rockhampton.
All right, what would you do?
Someone's already done that.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
What would you do with Sophie Monk? Foreign Affairs?
Foreign Affairs. Well, someone as well-spoken as... And as aware of
Sophie Monk.
Well,
you need a bogan for foreign affairs. You don't want to kid the world. This is who we are, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
We don't want airs and graces.
We want someone to say it like it is.
Exactly.
You know, like her performance on...
The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette, really, you know, is there anyone better?
No.
I mean, she'd be better than Michaela Cash. I mean, the thing is with us, with our politicians, you're not going to do much worse.
Yeah.
Really, when you get like Barnaby Joyce and Michaela Cash and these idiots, right? I reckon I could have a go.
Well, which job should we give Akmal then?
Well, don't give me a job because, you know, that's not what I got
into. What's the least busy sort of politician?
Arts,
you could work in the council. You could work in the council as one of those guys that leans on the shovels.
I can sleep.
I reckon you'd be good at that. Sleep under the truck when it's hot and then come out and lean on the shovel for a bit. We'd have to get a short shovel, though.
Yes, very. Maybe more of a spade, really, than a shovel. But I thought of a celebrity that could have a very good position in Australia. And I think Russell Crowe, g'day, mate, should be in border security. He should stand at the top of Australia as the boats arrive and go, "Hey, piss off. I'll glass ya. Go back to where you came from, ya."
Breakfast
would have no more boats, I swear. Russell Crowe, border security.
Hey, what if you can teeth, mate?
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
About time for us to get out of here.
Yep.
Remember, you can catch up with the whole show, anything you missed, at 2gofm.com.au, including what is on Mandy's compilation album that she would make. And also, you can find out about our interview with Busby Maru ahead of them coming here to the coast.
Yeah, they were good fun, weren't they?
They laughed at my jokes, which makes a nice change.
And, hey, did you know that there's a 2GO app that you can get and download for your phone so that when you just go to your app, it says 107.7 2GO, and you just click on it and you can listen to music straight away and you can actually, you know, get the number to call the studio. You can listen to catch-ups.
I don't know. There's this new thing called the internet and it's amazing. It's like you can...
Well, you didn't know about the 2GO app, so who are you talking to, Smarty Pants?
Seriously, what kind of stuff can you do on the internet, Akmal?
Well...
You know what? Let's just leave it there. We'll just leave it right there.
I've enjoyed the show today. I've enjoyed it because normally Tuesdays are quite difficult. They're hard work. But today it just flowed like butter. Flowed like butter? I don't know. So,
melted butter.
Spread like butter.
Spread like, you know.
Flowed like an easy like flowing river. Flowed like the Nile.
Well, the Nile, you know, no, it's quite polluted at the moment. I wouldn't use that one, but I've decided I'm not going. I'm going to do another hour.
Mickey D's up next. Do you want to hang with him?
We've
locked the doors. Mickey D can't get in. You know, because the door says push or pull. I changed that. I reversed it, and he's not going to work that out. He's not that smart.
Mickey D is up next. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.